This is episode 1667. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you combine the different meditation techniques we've explored in this week's series, all about peace on earth and compassion. And as you combine the techniques, this will help transition you from whatever your day was like today, whatever you were doing, whatever thoughts may be distracting you or stress you may be faced with, these techniques will help to transition you to a place of inner peace. You can do meditation techniques whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or chair, or right in the midst of the most hectic time of your day. So you'll be combining an affirmation, a breathing technique, a mudra, a chakra focus into one meditation. If you'd like the full guided meditations, where you can meditate for up to half an hour, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try this app when you subscribe to it for 14 days, absolutely free access to the full app of over 1,600 guided meditations. You also get a weekly journal and a slowdown guide customized for each week's theme. So for this week, it is a peace, compassion journal and a slowdown guide with the techniques focused on peace on earth. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. And I want to mention that we now offer an herbal subscription box where with the weekly meditations, the theme we focus on, we customize an herb for that week's theme to support you. This week, the herb happens to be Holy Basil Krishna, otherwise known as Tulsi. And this is an herb that is a cornerstone herb in India's Ayurvedic healthcare. And Tulsi supports you as you manage stress. It also is an herb that's fantastic for your overall general health and well-being. With any herb, you want to check with your physician before you try it, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or nursing. So again, you may want to reward yourself for all you've been exploring in this week's series with a cup of Holy Basil Krishna. There are different kinds of holy basil, or Tulsi as it's often known by. And Holy Basil Krishna is a very special variety of Tulsi. If you're familiar with Tulsi at all, it's tenacious. And most herbs that are pretty hardy, such as Tulsi, you'll find them growing in cracks and crevices. You'll find them coming up again and again, even if there's a hard frost that hits or there's snow covering them. They will come up again and again. These are usually not surprisingly, the best herbs for your health and well-being. So I grow Tulsi in my own herbal garden, and it comes up every year, even if it's hit with freezing temperatures, which is rare where I live in semi-tropical Florida, but we do get freezing temperatures occasionally, and Tulsi comes right back up when the weather warms up again. So these hardy qualities of Tulsi can be enjoyed by you to help you adapt to stress, to help you get back up on your feet when you feel like you're knocked down. So as you settle yourself in to your meditation today, make sure your back is nice and straight. Your spine is your lifeline in yoga and meditation. A straight spine helps to keep you alert and focused. As your eyes are closed, they're gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, which is referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Begin to relax your body. Notice where you hold tension. Take a nice big inhale, evenly, smoothly through your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, release tension and tightness wherever you feel it within your body. Do this a few more times, releasing your tension. Spine is straight, eyes are closed and uplifted. Mentally repeat, I touch my inner light. I touch my inner light. I touch my inner light. Feel within you a flame glowing softly, lighting you up with peace and those qualities about yourself that share peace with the world. Maybe you smile at those you meet, sharing your peace. Maybe you're very reliable, and this provides peace for those who depend on you. Maybe you're trying your best day after day, and this is the best you can do as you share your peace with others. You may do the mudra with your hands on your lap, palms upward. Fold each thumb down into your palms and close your fingers over each thumb. And then press your knuckles together on each hand so your knuckles are touching. And notice yourself focused. With clarity, holding this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Focus on your finest qualities. Your seventh chakra at the crown of your head, the color violet surrounding you with peace. Feel connected to the divine within you. Continue seated, allowing yourself simply to be as you sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.